So I was listening to the news today, and they're talking about Israel again. And the Gaza conflict. So, let me get this straight. According to the report I heard on the BBC World Service, which you can say has as many biases as you like, but at the moment, it's probably one of the least biased out of any of the news agencies out there at the moment. The World Service, I add, not domestic BBC, because domestic BBC is very biased. I will say that right now. The World Service is a lot less biased. So they're saying that 13 Israeli soldiers were killed today in combat, which is the highest number in years of Israelis killed in combat. In the same story, they say that 60 Palestinians, mainly civilians, were killed today as well. But the headline is 13 Israeli soldiers, not 60 Palestinian civilians. Or what, in my opinion, should be the headline, which is 73 people. 73 people. Oh, that's nice of that. Thank you very much for derailing my audio. so yeah. 73 people were killed today. That's a lot of people. I'd also like to point out that you can give me as many arguments for this as you like. I will listen to them and probably disagree with you. I will listen to them, though, because I'm nice like that. I don't just throw out an argument without hearing it. But 300 Palestinians have been killed before today. How many Israelis have been killed before today in this specific conflict, in these 2 weeks? None. Zero. 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 Proportional response. I feel Israel has been very over the top in their reaction. I do understand the need to defend themselves against a barrage of missiles, but then I would also add that Israel has a defense mechanism. Gaza's defense mechanism is to fire rockets. Say what you like about Hamas. I tweeted a thing yesterday that was posted, I believe, in The Guardian. I could be wrong about that, but it was posted somewhere basically that said the Hamas, the way Israel is trying to deal with Hamas is as though Hamas were a small terrorist organization that they can wipe out by killing a few leaders and getting rid of a few of the top boys, and it'll all go away. No, no, no. No, no, no. You totally misunderstood this. It's like Fallujah. And how the US tried to deal with Fallujah in the Iraq War quite recently, about 10 years ago. They went in with the same idea into Fallujah because they thought, okay, that's where all the suicide bombings are coming from. That's where all the militants are coming from. That's where all the terrorists are coming from. So let's go into Fallujah and take these people out. They did this. It did nothing. All it did was raise a city to the ground. The attacks didn't stop. If anything, they increased. All Israel are doing by doing what they're doing at the moment is instilling more hatred into the people that already don't like them very much, rather than actually trying to solve the situation. And I love, by the way, that Israel will happily agree with any ceasefire agreement that means they do not have to make any compromises. But the second anyone comes out with an agreement that has anything that Hamas wants in it, it's, oh, you're pandering to terrorists. No, sorry. There's an element of, you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back here. You can't have it the way you want it and expect everyone to go quietly away. That's not how this works. I know I'm oversimplifying this a lot. I understand this. But it's just, I see this all the time, and to me, it's not a simple solution. It's not a black and white. It's not a black and white situation. Sorry, not solution. I'm saying the wrong word. I've had a long day. Bear with me. It's not a black and white situation. But at the same time, I can see people doing things wrong here. Hamas, as a political entity, have moderated themselves lately. They have started to calm themselves down a bit. They're nowhere near as crazy as they once were. Admittedly, they are one of the more hardline Palestinian groups. And yes, they have spoken in the past. I don't know if it's still part of their remit. But they have spoken in the past about wiping Israel off the map. Which is never anything that's going to get you any friends. But then, my thing is, you've got the Palestinians who don't like you. You've got the Lebanese who don't like you. You've got the Syrians who don't like you. You've got Iran that doesn't like you. At the end of the day, if you're surrounded by people who don't like you, there's usually a reason for it. There's usually a reason for it. And bringing out the old anti-Semite excuse, anti-Semitic discrimination excuse, doesn't fly anymore. Because actually, a lot of Arabs aren't anti-Semitic. You can't be anti-Semitic if you're a Muslim anyway, because Muslims are Semites. So how can you be anti-Semitic if you're a Muslim? It's not possible. A lot of Jews seem to forget this. I don't understand. I don't get how they're so blind to this. But it's like, if so many people don't like you, and you're only allies in the West, then you've got to be asking yourself why, rather than trying to pursue an agenda that will not get you any friends locally. The fact that Israel has to be seen as part of Europe rather than part of the African or Asian continent because they have no friends in Africa or Asia, that says it all to me. It really does. It's amazing how many European organisations Israel is actually a part of. Not the EU, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying, like, okay, use this as an example. UEFA, the football organisation, Israel is part of that. Israel also joins in the Eurovision Song Contest. Like, things like that. And it's trivial, I understand this. But at the same time, Israel sees itself more part of Europe than where it belongs. And a relationship like that will never get you very far, locally. It's all very interesting. Anyway, I've said my piece, I'm going to go away. But just think about what I've said. If you disagree with me, that's fine. I like having discussion, especially with someone who's informed, and if someone can teach me something new, that's great. I like to be taught things new, and I like to be proven wrong. If someone can prove me wrong with real facts rather than just opinion, that's brilliant. I like that, if anything, because it means I'm being educated. I say this many times on Audioboo, I understand this, but it's true. I love to be proven wrong by someone who knows what they're talking about. That's fine. But at the moment, I feel that Israel are more in the wrong than Gaza. I'm not saying that Gaza are... That's nice. I'm not saying that Hamas are totally in the right at all. I'm starting to think it's six of one, half a dozen of the other. But I do think that Israel are not helping themselves. Israel could be doing so much here, and they're not. And Hamas and the people of Gaza are the people here who are, let's face it, oppressed. They're behind blockades. They're not able to import or export very much. Yes, the Israelis help them as far as healthcare is concerned and as far as their water is concerned and the rest of this. But they have to grovel to the Israelis for anything. It's like slave master, almost. When people talk about Gaza as an apartheid state, you can kind of understand it. And Israel does nothing to get rid of these, you know, ideas. And Israel does nothing to get rid of these notions by just blanketing Hamas as terrorists, refusing to cooperate with them, refusing to do anything for them. It's just this, oh, they're terrorists, because they go against everything we stand for. Therefore, they're terrorists. No, sorry. That's not how politics is supposed to work.